Current state on 90.5 WKAR. We've been checking in with Susan Woods the past few months for updates on the monthly East Lansing Indie Film Series. But the East Lansing Film Festival is a different animal. It's an event that only happens once a year, and it's kicking off this Thursday. Founder Susan Woods joins us today to talk about what we can expect from this year's festival. Welcome back, Susan.
Thank you.
Besides that it's just once a year, what else makes the East Lansing Film Festival different from the monthly event?
Well, we have more than just showing films over a month. What we do is that we have panel discussions. We have the Lake Michigan Film Competition films, which we award regional films. So all the films made by people in the states that surround Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Now, the festival starts Thursday. What's the opening night event?
The opening night is Uncle John, and it's very exciting. This is a new indie film. It's a mystery thriller, and it stars John Ashton, whom everybody knows as Sergeant Taggart from the Beverly Hills Cop franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to be there, and he's coming, and it's considered a career-breaking role, so it's going to be fun.
He's in town for this.
Yes, yeah. He'll be there.
How exciting.
I told him he has to mingle with everybody. There's a party before and after, so we're going to get good use out of
him. He's got to mingle with everybody?
Everybody, I told him.
Oh, my. What other special guests are coming for the festival?
We have directors coming for almost every single film with the Lake Michigan Film Competition, which runs mostly Friday and Saturday. We have Michael Covino, who is the screenwriter and actor for the film Keep in Touch, which I consider a breakthrough film and has been in all major film festivals and is really something to see. And then on Veterans Day, Wednesday the 11th, we are doing an in-person tribute to Melissa Gilbert and Timothy Busfield, Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie, and Timothy Busfield from Field of Dreams, 30-something, and a East Lansing native.
That's right. What venues are the films being shown in?
They're going to be shown on Friday and Saturday at Wells Hall, but at Studio C starting on Thursday the 5th, running all the way till the end of the film festival on the 12th.
Susan Woods is the director and founder of the East Lansing Film Festival, which starts on Thursday. We've selected some clips from some of the films in the festival. The first clip we have is from a movie called East Side Sushi. What's that about?
Oh, this is an amazing film because it has won more audience awards than any film I've seen almost ever. That means that it is a crowd pleaser, and it's about a Latina who has to get a job, and she ends up working at a sushi restaurant and then learns how to make sushi, but she blends it with Mexican cuisine, and it is just, it's heartwarming.
Let's hear a clip from the trailer.
You try to become sushi chef?
You want to become sushi chef? You go try another restaurant. Not here. It is not a job for you.
Yeah.
Sounds tense.
But it's fun. It's really fun.
There's a bunch of documentaries in the festival. One of them's about a man, yikes, who found a human foot.
Oh, my. This is my favorite film from Traverse City Film Festival. It is a documentary about a man who finds a human leg in a smoker that he got from an auction, a storage unit auction. And instead of returning it to the owner who lives in the town, he takes it and becomes a celebrity. And this is a documentary, everybody. This is not, and it is the funniest, but at the same time, it blends, you know, the tragedy of losing a leg and this other fellow. I think it's just a remarkable, remarkable film.
Finders Keepers, let's hear a clip from that trailer.
And what's the problem there?
I got a human foot.
Have a what?
A human foot. And it's some nasty, got me grossed out.
I had seen the grill and ended up buying it. And I opened the grill up, and there's the foot, you know, five toes and five toenails.
I'm flashing on Fargo there for some reason here. There's another documentary that might be of interest to our listeners because it's about a young woman from Flint. We were just talking about Flint, and we've actually spoken with Clarissa Shields on Current State before. The documentary is called T-Rex, and it's about her Olympic journey. What can you tell us about T-Rex?
It's a fantastic documentary. It's about, as you said, Clarissa, who was the first female boxer to win the Olympic gold. And you just see the determination of this woman. And it's just beautifully done. I highly recommend it.
Let's hear a clip from T-Rex.
It is a teenage phenom from Flint, Michigan.
I got to be able to take care of my family. I got to have enough money.
Clarissa places in the top eight. She will make the U.S. Olympic team.
What does it feel like to be a part of Olympic history?
That sounds good, but I know it's a catch to it.
The catch to everything.
You mentioned the event, or the tribute, I should say, to Melissa Gilbert and Timothy Busfield, who I think reside in Brighton these days.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Well, we're going to be showing clips from their different TV shows and movies. Where Mike Hughes from the Lansing State Journal, who's been interviewing them for 25 years, will be interviewing them on stage. And it's just going to be, you know, one of those great events. And we're giving them the first Elfie. So we're going to be making an elf statue that we're going to hand out to them that is being made by the 3D printer from the East Lansing Public Library.
Perfect. This is a hometown event.
I know,
from
really,
start to
really.
Finish. I like this. When, where,
okay.
How much, open okay. to the public, all that stuff.
Okay. It is, please, everybody come out. This is a one-time event. It is starts on Thursday, November 5th, runs all the way through the 12th. Almost every single film is being shown twice, so you'll get a chance to see them. At Studio C, we will be doing, the tickets are $10 and $8, and then at Wells, it's half price at $3 and $5.
And where can listeners go to get passes and tickets?
All the tickets at Studio C are being sold through Studio C, and then all the tickets at Wells Hall are sold at the door. And for the passes, I mean, for a pass that gets you into everything, parties, everything, that's online at elff.com, as well as the tribute tickets.
We'll also point out there's a documentary about Amy Winehouse,
yes.
who I'm sure has fans in the area. We've talked about this movie before, too, the Seymour, An Introduction, which is a documentary about Seymour, pianist Seymour Bernstein,
right.
and really the incredible impact that he had
has.
As a teacher and
on
so
everyone,
on.
And it's a beautiful film, and it's directed by Ethan Hawke, and very moving.
We want to thank our guest. Susan Woods is the director and founder of the East Lansing Film Festival. Hope you have time to enjoy this. You're not so distracted by details that you can enjoy this.
Mark, I have more fun than anyone deserves. So, yes, it is a great event.
Thanks, Susan.
Okay.